The balance on the page is what the chain says the address holds.
That's the belief, and it's a lovely belief, and almost nobody would question it.
You're about to ruin it.
I'm going to make it stranger, and I think you'll like it more afterwards.
Go on then.
When you load an address page, nothing asks the chain what the balance is. The number comes out of a table. Address, token, value, three columns, it's just sitting there.
Fine, but something put it there, and that something read the chain.
Something put it there 4 years ago, and has been adding to it ever since.
Adding to it.
Adding to it. Nobody has recomputed that number from scratch since the day the address first appeared. Every block that touched it added a little or took a little away, and what you're looking at is the result of all of those additions in a row.
It's a running total.
It's a running total, which is a completely reasonable thing to build, because the alternative is summing every transfer that address has ever made, every time anybody looks.
Right, that's obviously worse.
Much worse. On a busy address, you'd be adding up hundreds of thousands of rows to answer one question, and you'd do it again the next time somebody asked.
Okay, I'm happy so far. Where does each little addition come from?
That depends on what kind of chain it is, and this is the first genuinely nice thing.
There's more than one answer.
There are three, and they're all honest. On the Ethereum-shaped chains, a job takes a range of blocks, looks at every transfer in them, works out what each address gained or lost, and applies that.
Transfers in, transfers out, net it off.
Net it off and add it. That's most of the chains we run.
And the second?
Bitcoin and Dogecoin and Zcash. Those chains don't really have balances at all.
They obviously have balances. I can look at a Bitcoin address.
They have coins. A Bitcoin address doesn't hold a number. It's just named on a pile of unspent chunks of previous transactions. Your balance is what you get when you add up the chunks nobody has spent yet.
So the balance is a summary of a pile.
A summary of a pile. And the accounting job does exactly that. For a range of blocks, it adds up everything paid to you and subtracts everything spent from you, and applies the difference.
That's the same shape as the first one, though. Outputs minus inputs instead of transfers in minus transfers out.
It is the same shape, and that's a fair hit. The difference is where the truth lives. On Ethereum, the balance is a real thing on the chain that we're mirroring. On Bitcoin, there's nothing to mirror, the number is ours.
So on Bitcoin, the balance is something we invented.
We invented it from real data, and it's the only place it exists.
I really like that in the third.
Solana, and Solana is the one that makes the other two look like hard work. On Solana, every block already tells you what each account's balance was before it ran, and what it was after.
The block just says it.
The block just says it, so there's no adding up at all. You take the after number and write it down, and you stamp it with the slot it came from.
Why the stamp?
So that a later write always wins and an older one arriving late can't overwrite it. But the point is nobody is computing anything. The chain did the arithmetic and handed it over.
That seems so much better that I want to know why everyone doesn't do it.
Because the other chains don't tell you. An Ethereum block tells you what happened, not what everything is worth afterwards. If you want the balance, you have to keep the tally yourself.
Alright, so most chains we keep a tally.
Most chains we keep a tally. And now I get to tell you the problem with tallies.
They go wrong.
They go wrong, slowly, quietly, and forever.
How though, if the arithmetic is right each time, it's right at the end?
The arithmetic is right. The inputs aren't always complete. The tally only knows about things it saw, and it only sees things that announce themselves.
Give me one.
There are tokens whose balance changes without anybody moving anything. Your holding grows overnight because the token was designed that way. Nothing was transferred. No event was emitted. There is nothing for the job to add up, and your tally quietly stops matching reality.
And it never catches up on its own, because it only ever adds differences.
It never catches up on its own. That's the trap with a running total. One missing piece is not a wrong answer today, it's a wrong answer permanently.
So you need to check it against something.
You need to ask the chain what the balance actually is, and overwrite the tally with the answer.
Fine, do that every night for everything.
For how many addresses?
though.
Hundreds of millions of them, across a dozen chains, and each check is a separate question to a node that answers a few thousand a second on a good day.
So you'd never finish one pass?
You'd never finish one pass, and the vast majority of what you checked would be addresses that nobody has looked at in 3 years.
So don't check those.
Now you've invented it.
Invented what?
What actually happens, it checks the one somebody is looking at the moment they look.
Say that again.
When you open an address page, while it's serving you the number out of the table, it also quietly asks a node what that balance really is. And if the node says something different, the node wins and the table gets fixed.
While I'm looking at it.
While you're looking at it, you're the one who triggered it.
So the number I'm seeing might be wrong.
The number you're seeing might be a moment stale, and the number the next person sees is right, because you were here.
That's delightful, that's genuinely delightful.
It's my favorite thing in the system. Attention is the scheduler. The addresses people care about are exactly the addresses that stay correct, and they stay correct because people care about them.
And the ones nobody visits?
Drift quietly until somebody visits.
Is it doing that on every single page load? That sounds expensive.
Once an hour per address. It leaves itself a note when it checks, and if the note is still there, it doesn't bother.
And when the node's answer arrives, what happens to all the adding up?
It stops for that address below that point. The node's answer is stamped with the block it was true at, and the tally job is told to leave alone anything the node has already settled. Otherwise, you'd add the same movements on top of a number that already includes them.
Double counting.
Double counting, which would be a much worse bug than drifting, because it would look like money appearing.
Does every chain do this?
No, and I like that you asked. It's a setting per chain, and one of ours doesn't have it switched on. Flair keeps a tally and never checks it against anything.
On purpose.
On purpose in the sense that somebody chose it, and it's written down in a list you can read in about 4 seconds. Whether anybody has revisited that choice lately, I genuinely don't know.
And Solana doesn't need it at all.
Solana doesn't need it at all, because it never had a tally to drift. It's been copying down an answer the chain handed it, block by block, the whole time.
So the chain that does the least work has the fewest ways to be wrong.
And that is the actual moral, and it wasn't available to the others.
Give me the whole thing.
The number on the page is not the chain's number. It's a row in a table holding a running total that has been added to for years, from transfers on the Ethereum-shaped chains, from unspent coins on the Bitcoin-shaped ones, and simply copied on Solana, where the block hands it to you. Tallies drift, because things happen that never announce themselves, and you cannot check hundreds of millions of them. So it checks the ones being looked at as they're looked at, and lets the rest wait their turn.